For lo rakka, but she did not make a rakika, she did not spit. For lo kara, and she did not say the psukim. Chlitzasa kshera, still the chlitza taker is kshera. What about rakka? Let's say she spit. For lo chotza, she did not take off the shoe. For lo kara, chlitzasa psula. Then no, then the chlitza psula, it's no good. Now, kara, let's say the only said the psukim without a rakika for loy chotza is that enkan base mechesh. That's nothing. It means nothing. If she only read the psukim, but she did not do any maisa, not even a rakika, not a chalitza, enkan base mechesh, Rashi says v'afilu miyibum leposla, that she's still allowed to have yibum. So Hermani, who does this price go like? Ilayim Rebbe Lezer. If you want to say goes according to Rebbe Lezer, chotza for loy rakika for loy kara. How could that be? If you want to tell me you made a chalitza without a rakika, Rabbi Lezer says it's psula in the Mishnah. V'omer Rabbi Lezer says, the pasuk says, kocho yaseh, that davishu maisa makif, any action has to be done. So part of the action of chalitza is to spit. If she doesn't spit according to Rabbi Lezer, the chalitza is psula. So you can't say this price that goes according to Rabbi Lezer. You can't say that rakika will like that chotz of lo rakka, you can't say it's kshera. Ela pshita Rabbi Akiva. You have to say this brisa that says if she made a chalitza without a rakika, it's kosher, goes according to Rabbi Akiva shita. Uketani, still this brisa says, what about the opposite way? Rakka. Let's say she made a rakika, she spit. For lo chotz, but she did not make chalitza. For lo kora, it says chalitza psula. It says the chalitza attack is psula. So Mar says leman. Who does the mean psula? Ilai Malialma, that she's not allowed to get married to somebody else, that this chalitza is not matah, she's still called the Yavama. For the Mar Pshita, mihevi chalitza dishtar liyalma. What kind of svar in the world is this, that this should be a good chalitza? Like Pshita's no good. It says what, she only spit, that's all. But she didn't make a chalitza. So avad, if you didn't take off the shoe, that's the main part of the chalitza, avad she's psula. El alav, doesn't this lashon of psula mean liyachin? That even though she only made a spitting, she only spit, and she did not take off the shoe, still she's posel liyachin. Is shema mina? So right here, like we're saying now, that with spitting alone, she does become a posel to liyachin. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, maishna rakika, maishna kriya. What's the difference? How come rakika by itself makes a rasa, and how come kriya by itself does not make a rasa? So Gemara says, Kriya the Yisra Bein Betchila Bein Mesoif Le Michlef Le Kriya that you have both at the beginning and at the end. Srashi Kriya Bein Kaidim Chalitza Main Yevami, you have to say Bein Liyaka Chalitza Kocha Yasa is in Ami Armina Tisya Bein. Even if you say after she made the first Kriya you're allowed to make Yibum, is Le Michlef Oli Yinshi B'Chalitza. People won't make mistakes here and say that a regular Chalitza you can make Yibum. The leis lemeima hachbos achlitzes yabin. The yom ach kriya the matn achlitz avoy. Because people understand what happened is she only made a kriya. So people understand that the kriya by itself means nothing. That most probably she only made the first kriya, and she didn't make the chalitza. So that's why she's allowed to make yibum afterwards. Ma'ashen kein rikika debitchila leisa ulev seifisa. Rikika usually the seder is that first they make a chalitza, and then she spits. It's only at the end. So if somebody's going to see a spit, michlof olay. People make mistakes. V'yosu l'mishri chalutz liyachin. If we're going to say, in a case where she only made a rakika, she only spit, that we're going to say that means nothing, and like no chalitza was done at all, and now if one of the brothers want to, they could still make yibam on her. If we're going to say like that, people will come to think and make a mistake. People will see that she made the rakika, so they're going to think that's the end of the chalitza. That she also made a chalitza, she also took off the shoe, and then she made a rakika. And still they're going to see the way she lets the yibum take place. So people will think even after chalitza, still you're allowed to make yibum. Therefore, midrabbanan, we say, once she made a rakika, midrabbanan, she's possible now to le'achin, that the brothers are not allowed to make yibum on her anymore. Rav Gaskmur, your mail is exam here for Yosel Mishre Chalutz Liyachin. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe people come out to think that even after she received Chalitza, still she's allowed to have Yibum to the brothers. So that's why there's exam after Rekika, she's not allowed to, she becomes possible to the Yachin. More says now v'ikad the army. Some say hochi shochalei. This is the way they asked him the question. They asked him the question like this: Yevama shirakuka, where Yevama taka that she spit. The Yevama made her a kika in front of Bezdin. Techloitz, that what she has to make a chalitza, but v'yena tzricha lorok parmacheres. She knows she has to make chalitza yet, but what she does not have to make rakika a second time. That's what he said over. A rakika second time, you don't have to. The first rakika helps, and later what she has to do is just make a chalitza. Ki yahu diyos lekayim made Rabami. It once happened a case where they came in front of Rabami. Have Yosef Rabbi Abba b'mamo kaime, that Rabbi Abba b'mamo was sitting in front of him, and rakika mekame the techlets. What happened there was the Yavama first made a rakika, first she spit, and then she made the chalitza. Even though usually we said the seder is first you make a chalitza, first she pulls off the shoe, and then she's supposed to spit. What would be it the opposite way? That first she made a rakika, and then she took off the chalitza? Is Omale Rabami. Rabami says, Cholitz lo v'shar yelo tigra. Let her make a chalitza, and then she'll be matter. Rashi says, v'shar yelo tigra means, Kolemar, poto v'shochel mibezdin. Send her away. In other words, she made a rakika first, and now she's making a chalitza. That's enough. She doesn't have to do anything more. Cholitz lo v'shar yelo tigra. Omale Rabba, Rabba said back to him, I v'abina merik. What do you mean to just to let her make a chalitza just to pull off the shoe? Aye, she has to make her a kikos, she has to spit. So Gemara says, he answered back, Horakukolo, she already made her a kikos one time. So he holds, you don't have to do it a second time. For the Gemara, why not? Let her make her a kikos a second time. Because the Maisa, the Seder is supposed to be that first she's supposed to pull off the shoe, and then she's supposed to spit. So now that she spits first, and then she made a chalitza, what's the gefelik? Why don't you want to say she should make another rakika? So Mora says, nofak b'nei churba. If you're going to say she has to make another rakika, a big churba, something bad will come out of it. Di amrit to hoder. V'teiruk, if you're going to say she has to spit a second time, amrit, people say like this, rakika kumaisa lespa mashosha. People say the first time she spat, she spit, it means nothing. Didn't do anything. That's why after she makes chalitza, she has to make a second time a rakika. So the first rakika means nothing. And people, v'yasa l'mishrei, chalutza l'yachin. And people come to be matur, a chalutza l'yachin. In other words, people come to say that the first spitting is nothing. And therefore, the brothers are still allowed to be miyabimah. Now, why don't we want the brothers to be miyabimah? Because there could be other people are only going to see her do the first rakika, and they're going to think that this was not the beginning, but this was the end. So other people are going to think that she made a whole chalitza, and still when they see now she can get married to the brothers, have yibum, they'll think even after chalitza, it's mutter to have yibum. So that's what is a gzera, that we want that first chalitza, people should know the first chalitza means something. So it means something that if somebody sees the first spitting, after that, she's not allowed to make yibum anymore. Even though the first spitting by itself is not enough, however, she has to make chalitza. Just once she makes the second, she makes chalitza, that's it, that's enough. We do not want her to make a rakika over a second time. So at the Gemara, why would being a kisidron, but I call upon him, it's a kasha. How could you say the first rakika helps? It's not in the right order. And for the Gemara, kisidron lay makif, no, it's not makif. Even though the right said it should be, first make chalitza, and then make a rakika, but she did it the opposite way, still it's kosher. Marahusava, he thought, the chuyah kamachile. This answer is just like pushing him off, it's not a real good answer. Mar says, no. Norfolk, he went out, duck, and he found, duck, he checked in, for Yashkach, and he found out like this, Tatanya. Bein sheiktem chalitza la rakika. Whether she made first chalitza the right way and then a rakika. Bein sheiktem rakika la chalitza. Where the first she made a rakika, then a chalitza, ma'asho sosli. What she did to Akras Kasha, you see clearly the Seder is not makif. But the Mara Levi Norfolk Lekreisa. Levi went out to the fields. Boyi minay, they asked him a shana like this. Ki demes ma'o shetechlitz. What's going to be in a case where she doesn't have any hands? Could she still make chalitza? How would she do it with her teeth? Let's say with her teeth she'll go and pull off her shoe. Is that kosher or not? Fighter, Yavama, Shiroka Kodam, Mao. She can't help it though. She has no feet, but she has no hands. What can she do? So maybe it's still called a good chalitza, some tree. Or else, let's say she spits, and dam comes out, blood, mao. So, and weiter, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Avalagid lecho esar roshum v'ksav emes. I'll tell you what it says in the ksav, in the truthful ksav. So he has the kashrim mechlal di ksav shein emes. So mashma, there's such a ksav that's not truth? Is there such a thing like that? So yes, then what's pshat in these three halachas? Because lehevi biyodei, itakya didn't know, levi didn't know. Is also Shobei Medrosha. So he came into the Beis HaMedrash, and he asked in the Beis HaMedrash, what's the locha? Is Omrule, they said to him like this, Miksev v'choltza biyad? Does the Pasuk says that she has to make a chalitza with her hands? Just as v'choltza, mashma, anyway, she could do it even with her teeth, also would be kosher. Vaito miksev v'yorka reik? Does the Pasuk says she has to spit like saliva? The Pasuk just says v'yorka, she has to spit, it doesn't say what? See, even blood would also be kosher. Avol agid l'chor roshu miksav emes. You know what the pasuk means? V'chiyesh ksav shein emes. Like you're asking, is there any ksav that's not truth? Lekasha. This is what the pasuk means. Kan b'gzadin shiyeshi moshua. Kan b'gzadin sheni moshua. When Hashem gave a gzadin and he made a shvua, that's like emes. It can't be changed anymore. But if there was a gzadin without a shvua on it, it's possible it could be changed. With tshuva, you could change the gzadin. Kedrav Shmuel Barami, the Amar Shmuel Barami, Amar Reb Yonason, Minayin Legzar Din, Shiyeshi Moshua, Sheina Miskora. How do we know if Hashem makes a Gzar Din, makes a bad degree upon somebody, and Hashem swears on it that he won't rip it up? Shenam the Pasuk says, Lochei Nishpati LeBeis Eli, Im Yischaper Rovin Beis Eli, Bezevachu B'Mincha Adolam. Hashem like made a Shvua that Beis Eli had a klola, they're going to die early, and they won't have the Kapara. With a korban, with a mincha, it won't forgive them. And Amar Rabba Dashan like this. The pasuk means that the zevach of a mincha and a meschaper, they won't have a kapara just by bringing a zevach or by bringing a mincha. Avo meschaperu b'divrei Torah, but if they learn Torah, if Beis Eli will learn Torah, they'll have a kapara. The Gemara says the Maisa was that Abaye Omar, Abaye says, the zevach of a mincha and a meschaper, avo meschaper v'gemilas chasodim. You'll have a kapara with gemilas chasadim. Just kabonis alone won't help you. That was the shvua. But if you do gemilas chasadim, kind deeds, then you could have a kapara. All right, turn over. So what's like this? Rabba v'Abaye mid the Beis Eli Kosi. Both Rabba and Abaye both came from Beis Eli. Rabba the Yosik Bat Torah. Rabba was mainly only Yosik in Torah. Is Chaya Boim Shonen. He only lived 40 years. That was Rabba. But Abaya, the Osak Batorah of Gemilas Chasodim, Abaya that was Isaac in both, in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, Chaya Shishin Shoshonin, he lived 60 years. So that's Abaya L'Shitosoi, that holds that if you do Gemilas Chasodim, you lost Lava Kapor. You're supposed to do both. Fayatana Rabbonin, Mishpocha Achas Oisib Yishlayim, there's one Mishpoch in Yishlayim, Shoyim Mesim Kiben Shmoin Esrei Shona, that the children died at 18 years old, is void of Dios of Yechidim and Zakei. They came to yes of Yechidim and Zakei, like, what can we do here? His Omolem, so he said, Shemo mi mishpachas Eliatem. Maybe you're from the mishpach of Eli, that has this klola, that you have to die early. Shinemar v'chol marbis beischo yimoysu anoshim. So what did he tell them to do? He told them, L'chu v'yisku b'teira. Go learn Torah v'tichu when you live, like we dashed before. They'll die only if they don't learn Torah. But if they're Isaac in Torah, that will forgive them. Is Holchu v'yasku b'Torah, they went and they learned Torah v'choyu when they lived. V'yukarin oisa mishpacha yoichanan al shemay. They called the name, well, the children are yoichanan on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's name. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Unya. Omar Rav. Minayin l'gzad din shel tzibur sheina nechta. That if Hashem makes a gzad dib upon a whole tzibur, he won't sign it. Fred Gemara ain't a nichtem, Hashem won't sign it. V'yoksir, the Pasuk says, ki in the chapsi banaser, if you clean yourself with soap, v'tav lecho boryis, nichtav avonecho lefonai, that I'll write you avonis. So, mashmir nichtav means also nechtam. Eliminayin shafilu nechtam miskara. How do we know that even if it's signed, still a gzadin from a tzibur could be ripped up? Shenamar the pasuk says, "Mika Hashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu olav." That Hashem is always close to us. That even though we have a gzar din, Hashem will still rip it up. I will see the pasuk says, "Dirshu Hashem b'matzu." That you have to look for Hashem when He's close. Mashmi is not always close, only certain times. So Maritza Lakasha, Ha'biyachad Abitzibur Enech Nami. When a tziva does tshuva, Hashem is always close to them and will be mekabel the tshuva. But if a yochid, if a private person does tshuva, Hashem doesn't always accept it. Now yochid Amos, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu close even to a yochid, to a private person? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, Elu Asara Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. These are Asara Shemei tshuva, that even a yochid could do tshuva then. Shoch Leili Avua Dishmuel, so they sent to the father Shmuel, Yevoma Shiroka Kodam. What's going to be the loch of Yevoma Rokok, she spit blood? His techlites, you should make chalitza. Lefishiyev shel adam b'loy tzichzuch roik. The reason is because, anyway, even though you only see blood come out, but it's impossible that there's some parts of spit in it also. There's some saliva there. So the maisa, she spits some saliva, therefore it's good. For the maisa, we have a kasha. Yochu yeidam hayoytsu mipiv humipi yoma. Tomei, maybe the dam that comes out. Drashi means Tomei, Yochi Yedam Yetz Mipiv, Tomei Kuroik, Vadam Yetz Mipi Amosoi, Tomei Kizoivoi. A person that's a Valkyrie, it's Tomei, his spit that comes out is Tomei, and what comes out of his Aver is also, the Meraglaim is also Tomei. So Yochalai would think, Yedam if blood comes out from his mouth, Homepi is Oma from his Aver. Tomei, it's also Tomei, Talmulem, the Apostle says, no Zoivoi Tomei. Elator, the one of blood comes out from the mouth of the Zav, is Tomei, he's Tor. So what do you see? That when blood comes out, we say it's not called spit, even though the spit that comes out of a Zav is Tomei. But when he spits out blood, we say it's pure blood and no saliva at all. Sound like we're saying here? Here we're saying that the reason why if a Yevama spits down, it's kosher, is because it's efshar that there's no saliva there also. And here we see, no, there's no saliva when a zav spits out dam. So when it says lakasha, kan b'moitzeitz, kan b'shoishes. When one is moitzeitz, when she's sucking the blood out. So Rashi says, yeshub le'tichsuk eroik. If she sucks the blood out, then for sure there has to be some saliva also. Kan b'shoishes. When the blood is just dripping out, then it's possible the blood could drip out without any saliva at all. But then the Mishnah says, "Cheresh shenechlatz." If a cheresh makes a chalitza or receives chalitza, it's psula.